Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.1, Definition of Generative AI. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation, Understanding Generative AI Concepts in the Generative AI for Product Managers course. In this lesson, we'll explore what generative AI is and the differences between generative AI and other forms of artificial intelligence. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to define generative AI and distinguish it from other AI types, setting a solid foundation for your understanding of this transformative technology. Main content. What is generative AI? Generative AI refers to a subset of artificial intelligence that focuses on creating content, such as images, text, audio, and video, based on a set of input data. Unlike traditional AI, which often classifies or analyzes existing data, generative AI generates new data that mimics the characteristics of the training dataset. This technology uses advanced algorithms, including neural networks and deep learning techniques, to learn patterns, styles, and structures, enabling it to produce original outputs. For example, generative AI models like OpenAI's GPT-3 can write coherent essays, create poetry, or even generate programming code based on a prompt. Similarly, tools like DALL-E can generate unique images based on textual descriptions. The essence of generative AI lies in its ability to go beyond mere replication of existing content. It can innovate and create, which is particularly valuable for product managers looking to enhance user experiences or develop new products. Generative AI is not just about creating new content. It also plays a critical role in analyzing and understanding user data to generate insights that inform product development. By leveraging generative models, product managers can explore user behaviors and preferences, helping them tailor their products more effectively to meet market demands. Differences between generative AI and other AI forms. To fully understand generative AI, it's crucial to differentiate it from other forms of artificial intelligence, such as discriminative models and traditional machine learning algorithms. Discriminative models. These models focus on distinguishing between different classes of data. For instance, a discriminative model might analyze a dataset of emails to classify them as spam or not spam. Such models do not generate new content. They simply categorize existing data based on learned features. In contrast, generative AI goes a step further by creating new examples that fit within the learned distribution of the data. Traditional machine learning algorithms often rely on structured data and predefined rules. For example, if a product manager uses a regression model to predict sales based on historical data, the model will provide insights based on existing patterns without creating new scenarios. Generative AI, however, can simulate various potential outcomes or scenarios, allowing product managers to visualize and strategize for different market conditions. Generative versus discriminative. The key distinction here is the generative approach's creative aspect. While discriminative models excel in tasks that require classification and prediction, generative models can synthesize new data, making them ideal for applications like content creation, product design, and personalization. This creative capability allows for innovative solutions that can significantly enhance product offerings. Transitioning from understanding definitions and differences, let's consider practical applications of generative AI in the context of product management. Examples. Example 1. Content creation for marketing. Imagine a product manager at No Name wants to launch a new product. Generative AI can assist in creating marketing content such as social media posts, blog articles, or promotional emails. By feeding the AI model with existing marketing materials and product descriptions, The manager can generate fresh content that resonates with the target audience while saving time and resources. Example 2. Personalized user experiences. Generative AI can enhance user experiences by providing personalized recommendations. For instance, a streaming service could use generative algorithms to create unique playlists or content suggestions for each user by analyzing their viewing history and preferences. This not only improves user satisfaction but also increases engagement and retention rates. Example 3. Product design. Prototyping in product development. Generative AI can facilitate rapid prototyping by inputting initial design criteria and constraints. Product managers can leverage generative design tools to produce numerous design alternatives that meet specified goals. This can lead to innovative solutions that might not have emerged through traditional design processes. Conclusion. In summary, generative AI represents a significant advancement in artificial intelligence, focusing on the creation of new content rather than merely analyzing existing data. Understanding its definition and distinguishing it from other AI forms enables product managers to harness its potential effectively. As you move forward in this course, keep these concepts in mind, as they will serve as a foundation for exploring more complex applications of generative AI. Reflection questions. How would you apply generative AI to improve content creation in your marketing strategy? What potential benefits do you see in using generative AI for personalizing user experiences in your product? In what ways can generative AI influence your product design and prototyping processes? Word count: 1030.